U.S. Energy and Mineral Resources stated that EV battery project previously involving LG Energy Solution will continue with Chinese company Huayu and its new partner. The new partner, ranked among the top seven global companies, will help build the remaining 20 gigawatt of the target 30 gigawatt battery production capacity. Minister Bahlil Lahadalia emphasized that the government welcomes all investors supporting Indonesia's electric vehicle battery ecosystem. The Ministry of Home Affairs urged local governments to routinely monitor food prices to help control inflation. Secretary General Tom Sipo here emphasized that only 44 regions have actively carried out market inspections as of April 2025. Also called on local governments to take proactive measures such as coordinating with food producing areas and encouraging planting initiatives. And that was the news.
Saya mencintai Ani, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua mencintainya. Saya tidak pernah merasakan ditinggali Ani, tetapi beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baikar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voy listeners, still here with me, Rain Indonesia today. Don't forget to stay tuned always to us in our online streaming, voynews.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And also our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, enough of me yapping, let's continue listening to a song featuring Raisa and Isyana with Anangku Anganmu.
Of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately Yes. Interestingly, kasoni is also often used as stocks for treats or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasoni can be eaten with outside dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
The Indonesian Employers Association and the Federation Korean Industries have agreed to establish the Korea Indonesia Business Council to facilitate and intensify mutually beneficial economic interactions between both nations. Apindo Chairperson Shin Bakamdone noted that this council would serve as a platform for bridging together business giants, associations, and investment champions from Indonesia and South Korea. During the Korea Indonesia Business Roundtable in Jakarta Monday, she noted that Korean investment in Indonesia totaled $15.4 billion as of 2023, a new annual record of $2.98 billion being set the following year.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time. Screen time!
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. But attention to the sign, it's not too late.
Screen time!
Dad, help me! Find more ways to protect children online from the local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Thank you.
to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can swell and captivate the tourists who visit it. Bubba Island is one of the big islands in Bengali's Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengali, which is the center of government for Bengali's Regency. The location of Bubba Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Bubba Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Bubba Island vary depending on what tourist attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Bubba Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Bubba Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll On Roll Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Later, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengali's Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Moment Natsir said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait for it to fall first like a ripe durian. Moment Natsir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 until 1951. The Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And that was today's quote of the day.
Take us to a
Wales with 439 stamps.
When we get explanation from Egypt about hundreds of stair steps toward Campo Magra, we are getting curious. We anxiously pass through the stair steps until we arrive in Paddyfield and the freshening river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional campo makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this campo. Egypt explains the building structure in Campo Magra.
Di sini kan Campo Magra, di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunannya, itu yang disebut bangunan panggung.
Campo Magra building is still shaped with injured leaves, but it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no digging. On the building, there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call steel building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Campo Magra makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Campo Magra to manage life of its people to build synergy with the original government. Without we ask, apparently Egypt knows what we will ask. She then explains more.
Campo Magra has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, railway community unit, and hamlet head, which is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional campo, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Which is still preserved, that makes classic Malaya regency culture and tourism service fully gives the management of Campo Magra to the heirs of Campo Magra, as revealed by Sutaman, Secretary of Classic Malaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Hat.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya. Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
as it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Campo Magra, because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Campo Magra, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Campo Magra older generation.
Consisting of 114 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Campo Magra was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place, kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Campo Magra decide not to add more houses. Campo Magra also has a building named Bumi Agung. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Egypt then explains Bumi Agung to us.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Agung, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Agung is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual systems here, like our Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, and our Islamic sect Free Palestine, Islamic rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or adultery festivity. Campo Magra people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kuncheng or Campo Head. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of Tumpong or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make Tumpong to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean, and why Campo Magra obey it? While walking, we listen to each other about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga kampung Magra. Everything has mandate, like in here, for Campo Magra people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Campo Magra people want to go to the forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Campo Magra people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Campo Magra, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Campo Magra. It is still applied obediently in daily life, like building house, shape, location, and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art, and so on. Campo Magra people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Campo Magra still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Campo Magra, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Campo Magra people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Campo Magra in daily life. There are more things that Campo Magra people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi jika bukan itu, bukannya tabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Campo Magra people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Campo Magra celebrate Islamic great days, like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic rites, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Campo Magra people can cement Campo Magra as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Campo Magra.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital. mobile application. We present that program for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,